British kind of staple.
Bangers.
So how long did you stay away for? You worked here on the day and then...
I worked the night before in Brooklyn Heights. And then I came into Manhattan for my other job. And I got out of the
subway. So as a fireman, you worked two jobs?
Well, a fireman do, yeah, because you got days off.
Yeah, sure. So actually, it's the same in England. What it used to be.
You got days off in between. Yeah. And I got out of the subway and I said, holy mackerel, what the fuck is going on? And then I ran all the way from 24... You know where the Flatiron building is? Have you ever been?
Yes.
My office was around there. So I went from there to Greenwich Village, where a firehouse.
That's where I'm staying right now.
Greenwich Village?
Yeah.
I used to work on West 3rd Street. Well, actually, I worked in Brooklyn Heights, but I knew a firehouse on West 3rd Street. I ran in there and got a helmet and coat, and I ran over to town here.
Wow.
Just to turn around and run.
So the engines is all ready?
They were going to house the temple. And, everybody's still, I moved recently. I married a girl from Philadelphia, way down South Jersey. And everybody says, oh, wow, what did you do? I said, I ran from my effing life. They thought maybe I had a baby.
Yeah.
Not such luck. Just ran. Didn't think I could run so fast.
But you ran here?
I ran away from this thing.
You ran away?
Once I got down here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was quite surreal. And the afterwards that followed, it's just, it's awful.
So I think the people, from New York, that's the...
blown out windows.
Yeah.
It was like one of those weird, Planet of the Apes, you know, remember those movies?
Yeah. At the end where the Statue of Liberty is just...
Yeah, it was kind of, that's the kind of feeling I had. And I looked down at piles of rubbish. Shoe and somebody's Walkman and somebody's cell phone and pulverized. And yes, there's a lot of carnage too.
Yeah, because I was talking to somebody and it wasn't just desks or phones that were coming out of windows. How long?
About 5 years.
Wow. Is that because of the memories that it brings back, or?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. But, like, I was putting stuff in my closet the other day, and I told my wife, I said, you know, it's a sin. I have this nice uniform. I'm going to wear it, go downtown, in memory of all the people. And then I'm going to put it on eBay.
Really? You're going to sell this after?
I don't
after?
Need it. What am I going to do with it?
So is it kind of closure today?
Yeah.
For you, or try?
I think that's a good word for it. I just wish it was nicer.
Yeah.
I wanted to walk around, go around to the... do like touristy things. It's been a while since I've been down here. Battery Park, have you been down there?
No.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I don't know the area
at all.
As you Brits
would say, it's brilliant.
Brilliant. Bloody brilliant.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my dad is from Scotland.
Oh, okay. Well, my surname's Forsyth, so my...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of a town called Crawley? Crawley?
Well, that's in Sussex.
Yeah. That's my name.
Oh, okay.
I used to get a big kick out of it when I saw Crawley, 15 kilometres, near Gatwick.
Yeah, that's it. That's where I flew from to get here.
So you drive past Crawley. A bunch of farms, isn't it?
It's grown now. It's a modern town now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I was there, I took a shirt with the Crawley Raiders, the football club.
Okay.
Because I teach the kids in Jersey now the soccer.
Soccer, yeah.
I teach my daughter and some kids. I'm the coach. And I wear my Crawley from
there. Did I see on your collar, you're a sergeant?
Yes. I was. I'm retired.
Are you enjoying your retirement?
I'm working. I'm an insurance investigator now.
For fires? Or?
For a series of insurance companies. They send me all over the place, all over the South. I moved to South Jersey near Philadelphia.
Okay. How far is that from New York?
Almost 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
I'm right outside of Philadelphia, on the Jersey side.